Hey, you're listening to the Canadian Taxpayers Podcast, where we're always fighting for lower taxes, less waste, more accountable government. I'm Franco Terrazano, your federal director here in Ottawa. And I'm joined by my friend and colleague, Devin Drover, who is our in-house lawyer fighting for taxpayers in the court of law and, of course, in the court of public opinion. Now, Devin, let's get right into it. Some breaking news right here in Ottawa. What's the big news? What's going on? What's the taxpayer victory that all Canadians need to know about?
Well, thanks so much, Franco. We just got a huge victory today as the CRA and the Trudeau government has given direction to the CRA to not enforce the illegal and undemocratic capital gains tax hike this year. Instead, they've delayed enforcement now until January 1st, 2026, which means our work as taxpayer advocates and all of our supporters across Canada who've been working hard to get this tax hike scrapped, we're almost there. We now have over a year to keep up the good work, put pressure on politicians in Ottawa, and to scrap the tax hike to completion.
Yeah, but what this essentially means, I mean, like, folks, like, this is a real big victory, right? Like, the Trudeau government is backing down on this capital gains tax hike, right? They're delaying it for a year, but effectively they've backed down, which means, like, look, like, let's put that in perspective, right? Because this capital gains tax hike truly is a financial sucker punch to so many Canadians who worked hard their entire lives to invest in properties, create businesses, or save for their retirement. And we were going to have the government collect billions or take billions of dollars from these Canadians this year from the capital gains tax hike. And because taxpayers across the country stood up, put pressure on the government, never backed down, we are seeing the government back down and not take this money from Canadians. Yes, they delayed it a year, so the fight is not fully over. We have to keep fighting. We will keep fighting until this capital gains tax hike is completely scrapped. But I do want to say, like, this is a big victory for all Canadians, for Canadian taxpayers, and truly, like, a big thank you to our supporters out there that fought with us the entire way, fought the entire time very hard. Now, Devin, isn't it interesting that almost exactly a week after the Canadian Taxpayers Federation launched our legal challenge against the government over this undemocratic and illegal capital gains tax hike, the government then backs down? So, Devin, why don't you give our listeners a bit of an overview about why we actually are going to court to fight the government over this undemocratic capital gains tax hike?
Absolutely, Franco. It was just a week ago where the Canadian Taxpayers Federation, supporting a Ontario taxpayer, filed an appeal with federal court of the decision of the CRA to enforce the capital gains tax hike. Just last week, we did this because the CRA was saying to Canadians that they were going to bring forward this tax change despite it never being passed by Parliament. That's right. You had unelected bureaucrats of the CRA trying to tell Canadians how much taxes they should pay, despite it not ever being authorized by legislation or passed in the House of Commons. This is unconstitutional. Section 53 of the Constitution Act makes it very clear. Taxes can only be imposed on Canadians if it's made by elected representatives in our House of Commons, not unelected bureaucrats of the CRA, not unelected representatives in the Senate. Despite this being very clear, the CRA said, it doesn't matter what the House of Commons says, we're going to move forward with this tax hike that the Trudeau government proposed 7 months earlier. So that's why we filed an application in federal court to get it reversed. And conveniently, a week later, before we've heard from the lawyers for the CRA, suddenly this tax hike is being delayed until next year. However, that does not mean the fight is over, including in court. We need to push back so this never happens again. Because first, they're going to come for the capital gains and say, oh, let's increase capital gains taxes without it being passed by legislation. Next, we'll see that with their income taxes. Next, we'll see that with the sales taxes. And it will go on and on from there. So we need to set a precedent that there will be no tax hikes in Parliament without authorization by elected representatives.
So just to confirm, like, we are moving forward with this legal challenge, even though the government is backing down on it.
100%. And I will say that they're backing down temporarily. Who's to know if in 12 months from now we're not in this situation again, in which they did not bring forward legislation, if the election doesn't go ahead as scheduled for some emergency situation, whatever they want to call it. This could happen again. And that's why we're staying in the fight. We need the courts to make it clear to our elected politicians and our unelected bureaucrats on how they bring tax changes in this country. And it's not just an unelected bureaucrat driven by the executive wing of the government, which is Trudeau and his crony cabinet, to say what tax rates are going to be.
So essentially, like, we're there to fight, to set a precedent and to protect Canadians and to make sure our government, our democracy upholds a very important principle, which is enshrined in the Constitution. That is no taxation without representation.
Absolutely. We need to uphold the rule of law and our Constitution and tell and make sure courts remind our elected politicians who they represent and that there's no taxation in Canada without representation.
Yeah, so like folks, we're going to actually, so when we announce this legal challenge, Devin was in Ottawa with me. We're in the Parliamentary Press Theater where all the press gallery is, and we made our announcement. We'll play the clip of our announcement of that legal challenge against the CRA for enforcing at the time this illegal and undemocratic capital gains tax hike. So we'll play that at the end of this podcast. But let me just reiterate here, right? Like, no taxation without representation, as I said, and as Devin has said, that's enshrined in the Constitution of Canada, right? It's not just some catchy slogan or even an important principle. That's enshrined in the Constitution of Canada, okay? So essentially what that means is that it's Parliament's job to approve tax increases, but this government failed to introduce the legislation, failed to debate the legislation, failed to pass the legislation, and failed to proclaim the legislation into law. But you still had these unelected bureaucrats at the CRA who were going to take billions of dollars from Canadians through this undemocratic tax hike. And like, let me just lay out the timeline here and just prove to you and our listeners that this entire mess was completely of the government's own making, okay? So the government chose not to pass the capital gains tax hike with its budget. You'll remember the government thought, oh, like, we can wedge the conservatives with this partisan issue, so we'll separate it out from the budget. Well, the government chose that, okay? Then you fast forward to this year where the government chose to prorogue Parliament, okay? Now, Parliament gets back on March 24th. Two important things about that. First of all, March 24th will be almost a full year after the government announced the capital gains tax hike in the budget. Almost a full year, and legislation, forget, haven't been passed. It hasn't even been introduced into the House of Commons. But the second thing is that once Parliament resumes on March 24th, there will likely be confidence votes which bring down the government, which triggers an election, which means not only has Parliament never passed legislation, it likely never will. Not to mention that the fact that Mr. Pierre Poilievre, the person who's poised to form the next elected government by all the polls showing, he said he would reverse the capital gains tax hike. Even former finance minister Chrystia Freeland, who brought in the capital gains tax hike, defended the capital gains tax hike. Now she says she would reverse the capital gains tax hike. So, like, what are we doing here, folks? Like, this is such a mess. Like, not only has the legislation not been introduced, not only has the legislation not passed, but like, election is going to happen, which means it likely never will. And then the next government, it looks like they're going to reverse the capital gains tax hike. So that now Canadians have to struggle to get the CRA on the phone, good luck, and try to get a tax refund after the CRA would have taken all this money undemocratically. Now, Devin, I think you've done a really good job leading the legal fight against the capital gains tax hike. But of course, we've been fighting the capital gains tax hike from day one, right? So why don't you just like explain for everyone listening why it's not just an undemocratic tax hike, not just an illegal tax hike, it's also an economically illiterate tax hike.
Oh, this tax hike is a disaster for the Canadian economy. It's going to make Canada one of the less competitive economies in the world for businesses to grow. And when businesses grow, jobs are created. And instead, you look at the latest economic research. We have the CD Howe Institute report that shows this tax hike is going to take over 90 billion, that's billion with a B, out of the Canadian economy, and it's expected to kill over 400,000 Canadian jobs. And this isn't some tax hike that, you know, is going to have some very long term. We're not talking about 25 years. We're not talking about 10 years. Most of these jobs are going to be killed within the next 5 years if this hike goes forward. So it's so important that here we've been fighting this tax hike since day one. And it's been so important for all our supporters across Canada to keep up the pressure on this government, on their local representatives, to make sure that this tax hike does not occur.
Yeah, and maybe I missed it there, but let me just cut through three types of spin that the government made about the capital gains tax hike. Devin, count along, because there's three of them that I'm going to poke a hole in. And if I forget one, you let me know. Okay, so number one, the government was essentially like, oh, this is just going to go after the monopoly man. Only the rich of the rich are going to have to pay the capital gains tax increase. Nay, nay. No, 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 no. Okay. In fact, the capital gains tax hike will affect more than 1 million Canadians, half of whom earn less than $117,000 a year. And the reason being is that most people who register capital gains when they sell an asset, a secondary property, their business, they do so infrequently, right? It's different people who sell different assets at different times. It's not like it's just one or two or three people who are always registering these capital gains, right? Like, just think about people who may have a cottage and they're relying on the sale of the cottage to fund their golden years. Well, that only happens one time in their lives, right? So there's a hole in the first argument that the government was making. The second, and this one is crazy, is that Freeland, when she was a finance minister, one of the rationales that she had for imposing a capital gains tax hike was we need the extra revenue because we can't saddle future generations with more debt. I almost fell off my chair when I heard her say that. I'm like, excuse me, this government doubled the debt in less than a decade. It's future generations of Canadians who are going to be making payments on your debt for the rest of their lives. But okay, let's just take the argument at face value. For perspective, the government says they would have brought in about $7 billion in extra revenue this year from the capital gains tax hike. Well, the government is spending $535 billion this year. So to put that into context, the way that Trudeau is spending, he burns through that extra capital gains tax cash in less than a week. Okay? The government has a spending problem, not a revenue problem. And you know, the government is always saying, well, we got to make the rich pay their fair share. Well, how about you just make rich multinational corporations pay for their own battery factories, right? How about you don't put taxpayers on the hook for about $30 billion in corporate welfare to multinational corporations like Honda, Volkswagen, Stellantis, Northvolt? Okay. Now the final hole that we have to poke through here in the government spin, they were saying like, oh, this is just about reorganizing the tax structure, making it more fair. Well, if you're just restructuring the tax system, then somebody's tax bill should be going down. Right? Like, if it's not just a money grab, then somebody's taxes should be going down. But that's not what's happening. This year alone, payroll tax hikes, right? Another carbon tax hike scheduled, alcohol tax hikes, a new digital services tax, a new online streaming tax. So to really put a bow on this is that not only what was going on, was it an illegal, undemocratic tax hike, okay? But it's also just bad policy. Even if they followed it by the books, it would have been bad policy, a harmful tax that damages normal Canadians, especially those outside of government without a government-funded pension who are just trying to save for their retirement. Okay, and that's why we were fighting it from day one. The second thing is like, look, I know the fight is not over to all of our listeners, but we just got a huge taxpayer victory today, and we're going to keep fighting until this capital gains tax is scrapped. With that, Devin, let's wrap up this little chat we're having here. Do you have a taxpayer pro tip for everyone?
Absolutely, and it should go as without saying after this, after our discussion today. If you're a provincial politician, don't try this too. Make sure that if you're going to change taxes in your province, if you want to increase taxes in your province, bring it to your provincial legislature. Have the ability of partisans of all stripes to ask questions and poke holes so that you don't have bureaucrats pushing through tax changes and you leave it up to the people that we actually elect.
Hear, hear. If you're going to take more money from people, at least have the spine to vote on the tax increase. Now, Devin, obviously, mine's going to be about the capital gains tax today, but my taxpayer pro tip goes out to you, our CTF supporters, everyone watching or listening. I just want to say thank you very much. Like, I know sometimes it feels, I know sometimes it feels tough, right? Government's raising taxes, debts through the roof, spending like crazy. But I also know that this fight isn't truly over with the government delaying it a year. But I just want to say thank you so much. You deserve the credit. And this really is a huge victory. Because of you, the government will not be taking billions of dollars from Canadians this year. We will keep fighting until the capital gains tax is completely scrapped. But I just want to say thank you. Appreciate the victory. And let's keep fighting until we get the full capital gains tax scrapped. And with that, folks, I hope you enjoyed our little special episode about the capital gains tax hike, this breaking news, the taxpayer victory, and our continued legal challenge. We're going to keep fighting it in the courts to set the precedent, no taxation without representation. And we're just going to end the episode here with the clip of me and Devin in the belly of the beast in the Ottawa Press Gallery Theater, announcing our legal challenge. Give it a watch, give it a listen.
I'm Franco Terrazano, the Federal Director of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. And today we're here with a simple message for the government. No taxation without representation. The Canadian Taxpayers Federation is taking the Canada Revenue Agency to court for enforcing the undemocratic and illegal capital gains tax hike. The capital gains tax hike blows a hole through a fundamental principle of Canada's democracy while also blowing a hole in Canada's economy. No taxation without representation isn't just an important principle or a catchy slogan. It's enshrined in the Constitution of Canada. It's Parliament's job to approve tax increases, but the government failed to introduce the legislation, debate the legislation, pass the legislation, or proclaim the legislation into law. And with an election right around the corner, it likely never will. Yet unelected bureaucrats at the CRA are taking billions of dollars from Canadians with this undemocratic tax hike. This is a tax hike that will drag down our economy. This is a tax hike that punishes Canadians who work their entire lives to save for their retirements. This is a tax hike that will push young, smart Canadian graduates who want to start the next Google to leave Canada and set up businesses in other countries. To put it bluntly, this tax hike is a financial sucker punch to many Canadians who worked hard to invest in properties, create businesses, or save for their retirement. The capital gains tax hike will affect more than 1 million Canadians, half of whom earn less than $117,000 every year, according to a recent report from the CD Howe Institute. The capital gains tax hike will blow a $90 billion hole in Canada's economy. The capital gains tax hike will mean 400,000 fewer jobs. The Trudeau government has no one to blame for this mess but itself. The government chose not to pass the capital gains tax hike with the budget. The government chose to prorogue Parliament. Canadians should not have to pay for this government's mistake. Canadians should not have to pay for a tax increase that was never passed by Parliament and likely never will. The Trudeau government should tell the CRA to not enforce the capital gains tax hike. But so far, the Trudeau government has refused to do the right thing, despite both conservatives and now even some liberals criticizing the undemocratic capital gains tax hike. We at the Canadian Taxpayers Federation are not going to let unelected bureaucrats take more money from Canadians with an illegal tax grab. And that's why the Canadian Taxpayers Federation is launching this legal challenge. And with that, I'll hand the floor over to my colleague, CTF General Counsel Devin Drover, who will explain the details of this legal fight.
Thank you, Franco. It's official. The Canadian Taxpayers Federation has filed an application with federal court seeking judicial review of the CRA's enforcement of this undemocratic and illegal capital gains tax hike.
We are bringing this case on behalf of Debbie Voorsteveld, a hardworking Canadian from Mapleton, Ontario. For 14 years, Debbie and her husband William owned a property that included two homes, one where they lived and the other that they rented to their adult children as they helped them save for homes of their own. Last year, with the children now moved out, the Voorstevelds sold that property. They were hoping to move forward onto the next chapter of their lives and inch closer to retirement. Instead, they are now facing an unexpected and unfair financial burden. This family will pay thousands in extra taxes because the CRA is choosing to impose this capital gains tax hike that was not authorized by Parliament. The goal of this legal challenge is to set a precedent to not only help this family, but to protect all Canadians who will be directly burdened by the CRA and this bureaucratic overreach. Let me be clear. This tax hike is illegal. This tax hike violates Canada's Constitution. The CRA is enforcing this tax hike despite legislation never being introduced, debated, or passed by elected representatives in Parliament. Section 53 of the Constitution Act of 1867 is unequivocal. All bills imposing taxes must originate in the House of Commons. This enshrines the principle that only elected representatives have the authority to impose taxes. The CRA has no legal authority to unilaterally implement this tax hike. The required amendments needed to bring about this tax hike, which would be amendments to the Income Tax Act, has not passed, and as my colleague said, likely never will. Yet bureaucrats at the CRA, who are unelected, are acting as though Parliament's approval is optional. It is not. That's why the Canadian Taxpayers Federation has taken legal action. We are asking the court to issue an order stopping the CRA from enforcing this unconstitutional and illegal tax hike. And we're seeking an expedited hearing to ensure that this matter is resolved quickly, as time is of the essence. Canadians must file their 2024 income tax returns by April 30th, 2025. If the CRA's decision is not struck down by then, Canadians will be coerced into paying a tax hike that has no basis in law, or they'll face financial penalties. We will not stand by and allow unelected bureaucrats to trample on the constitutional rights of Canadian taxpayers. And this legal challenge is about more than just one family or one tax hike. It's about defending the rule of law, protecting the rights of Canadian taxpayers, and ensuring that no one in government, elected or otherwise, is above the Constitution. Thank you.